This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, Denise Simon is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bad news coming out of Ohio, and I hate to report this kind of stuff, but apparently two children were killed and 10 people injured after a stabbing suspect driving a stolen police cruiser crashed into parked cars outside an Ohio public library late Monday evening. Now, police officers responded to a call about a stabbing at a home in Riverside, Ohio. The suspect fled the scene, crashed into a tree 10 miles down the road. Now, at some point, the suspect allegedly jumped behind the wheel of a responding officer's empty police cruiser and took off. Then he crashed into another police cruiser before slamming into two occupied cars outside the Dayton Metro Library, and 12 people, including the hospital, the suspect, were rushed to the hospital. Several sustained life-threatening injuries, and it was unclear how many children were involved and their ages, but two children later died from the crash at there at the hospital. Gee whiz, what a shame.
Terrible story, but now we need to take a very long look at this suspect, because he likely has a very long criminal record and shouldn't be out of prison to start with.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Well, let's talk for just a short second about the G7 summit. I heard some people yesterday saying, well, nothing got accomplished. It was terrible. It was awful. Well, wait a minute. Did I not hear that out of that summit, we had Japan sign this deal with the U.S., and China wants to talk to the U.S.? There was several phone calls that were made. Did I not hear that?
Well, the phone calls kind of go on all the time between China and the United States, in this case, reaching out to Steve Mnuchin. We heard that, but that didn't have anything to do with the G7. The trade agreement between the United States and Japan was a good thing, and you know that those talks were going on anyway. They just wanted to announce it as a result of the G7, and that's okay. Anything else? It's really kind of an impotent gathering, if you will, any of these kind of things necessarily are. You can have a meeting, and we're going to talk about climate change, of which Trump did not show up, so there was an empty chair. And so Jim Acosta over there at CNN heckled Trump about that one. Then we have a talk about Iran, and so Macron is putting some heavy pressure on the United States for the United States to sit down and have some kind of a summit with Iran. Well, wait a second. Maybe we ought to have a summit with France and re-explain why we have the position that the United States does over Iran. I don't know why these European leaders are so forgiving of terrorist countries and rogue leaders. I just don't understand it. But anyway.
Now
Okay. G7's not terribly important.
We were talking about drones a little while ago, and the Associated Press is reporting a story coming out of the Middle East. From the vast deserts of Saudi Arabia to the crowded neighborhoods of Beirut, a drone war has taken flight across the wider Middle East, raising the stakes in the ongoing tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
That's right. I mean, we are in a drone war. I mean, that's really undeniable or undeniable. You know, it's the easiest kind of aircraft to launch, and I would also say we don't necessarily lose a pilot if something happens. So,
by the way, did you hear about the wandering Iranian oil tanker, where it's headed now?
Well, I don't really know where it's headed. It is not going to Greece. We know that because Greece doesn't want to be sideways with the United States.
So it's listed its definition, or I'm sorry, listed its destination as a port in Turkey, but we're not being told where.
Yeah, precisely. But that just tells you that it's meant for allegedly a customer who wants to take delivery of the oil there. Right.
Okay. So you think Turkey bought the oil to begin with?
No, it doesn't say Turkey. They just say customer. So we don't know if this was another organization. We don't know if this is an individual. We don't know if it's a terror. We have no idea. They're not saying yet.
And by the way, Britain has sent a third Royal Navy vessel into the Persian Gulf. It's not there yet, but it'll be there today sometime.
Yeah, I will report some interesting news that we have this cat, Mohammed Dubo, who is an Al-Shabaab commander.
That's what we heard.
He was the mastermind of the attack of one of the Kenya towns in 2016 that killed 14 people. Well, he's dead. So we worked with some team in Somalia, and he's now dead. So that's a good thing.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Got a lot more to talk about here on the program. Don't go anywhere, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And we know we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense. It's now a clear and a present reality, and it happens more often than not. And we also know that the last person standing when you have to defend yourself is the first person the law enforcement agency will be looking at. So if you want to have the peace of mind and the protection that you deserve, I want you to trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there on the right side of the top third of the page and find out what being a member of the USCCA could mean for you. Now, the first thing you'll see is a drop-down menu that says win a free gun, whatever it is, every day. They change it at noon, at midnight, rather, and you get a chance to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. So do that, and good luck to you. We want to announce somebody on this show winning the gun, and eventually that's going to happen, but you can't do it unless you enter, and I can't enter because I'm not eligible. And by the way, when you check out membership, remember, $474 worth of free stuff comes along with being a member, including some great gear and the Concealed Carry magazine, too. So check all of that out and go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website and click on that USCCA logo that's right there on the right side of the screen. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
All right. 19 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump White House over the migrant detention.
Yeah, it's one that they couldn't write. Write the lawsuit fast enough and get it filed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was announced last week was the Flores settlement, which says you can only keep people for 20 days. Particularly with the migrant children, 20 days. So the Department of Homeland Security said it would create a new regulation on how these migrant children are treated, and that they can, not every single time, but they can keep the children slash families longer than 20 days, and it may be as much as 40 or 45 days. And they will go into non-border patrol centers, centers that are literally constructed on our taxpayer dollars,
mm-hmm.
that are very family, children-centric with regards to their needs, including nurses, including some form of even education, including all kinds of things, and this is all done by certified professionals in their field. Now, regardless of all of that, Javier Becerra, our famous attorney general out there in California, decided that he doesn't believe it, doesn't want, doesn't care. So he has called up a couple of other state attorneys general and said, hey, gonna file this lawsuit, do you want to join us?
Mm-hmm.
And what he's suing over is the fact that these states will not have access to these centers that the federal government will have, and that there will be long-term impacts on the mental and physical health of the immigrant children and families. We haven't, they don't even know that yet. They're predicting
mm-hmm.
an unknown. So we have California, but along with California, you've got Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, mm-hmm. Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and then the District of Columbia.
Yep.
They've all joined in on this lawsuit. A lawsuit that they're predicting something. So I don't know. It depends on where they filed this lawsuit and what kind of judge gets it, but that's where we are with this one.
Well, California, it was reported earlier, Kyle Warren and I, who's from California, were talking about this, and I didn't realize this. California has 57 lawsuits at the present time against the federal government.
58, right, yes.
58? Oh, okay, well, you said 57,
yes.
But holy smokes.
Yep.
That's nuts. Okay, well, speaking of nuts, the guy that shot up the Pittsburgh synagogue, apparently the United States government is going to seek the death penalty against him, and I don't have any problem with that at all.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Now, I just wish that they would do the same. Now, by the way, the El Paso shooter, didn't we hear that they're going to go after him for the death penalty, too?
I think so.
Yeah, okay, so that's two for two, and maybe we can get another one in the mix there with these people. Yeah, they may be nuts, but whatever. Now, here's something that's really screwy. California's not known for being devoutly religious, right?
Well,
yeah. There's pockets, let's put it that way. But 100,000 people attended the California Crusade focused on God and country. There may be hope left for California.
I would doubt. That's kind of like the deck chair off the Titanic.
I know, but I can remember Billy Graham and company when they would go out there and they'd pack them in out there. But
we're in a very different place.
Our doctor, what the heck was the guy from the Crystal Cathedral? Remember him?
You're going to have to come into modern day, into this century, because we're in a very different place than we were when we had, evangelists that are out there, and they would come into town and whatnot. So we're in a very different world now.
Now, I want to mention something about this Oklahoma judge who found Johnson & Johnson liable for fueling an opioid epidemic in the state by deceptively marketing painkillers and ordered the drug maker to pay damages of $572 million. Who's that going to? The people?
It ain't going to anybody right now because it's going to be appealed.
Okay, but was it supposed to go back to the people?
No. They'll settle on some amount on the other side of the appeals. Those monies go into the department, it goes into the Treasury Department, but it's managed into an account by the Department of Justice. And then there could be, in fact, payouts in what is known as a victim's fund. if the victim can prove harm. And then they would get some amount that is actually determined subjectively, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that works.
Now, Missouri today, a federal judge said that he will issue a ruling on the Missouri abortion law today. I'm not sure where that's going to go or what's going to happen, but that will have national implications, correct?
This is over Planned Parenthood, I think is what you're referring to.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, we shall see I think it's a matter that they lose their certification and they've got to close operations in the state of Missouri.
Well, yeah, because right now I think there's only one center that conducts abortions that's open in the whole state. Now, the Federal Election Commission usually doesn't mean a whole lot of anything, right?
Well,
the FEC?
No, they have some teeth.
Okay, well, the vice chair of the FEC resigned, meaning that the panel can't vote on anything to make changes with the FEC, and it appears the guy did it on purpose to throw everything into a mess, because there were some things that they were going to try to change, and the White House was asking to do stuff, and apparently this vice chair of the FEC was a Obama appointee.
Well, then Trump needs to appoint somebody and get it back on track.
I don't disagree with you. Oh, I got a good one for you right here, and we'll close on this. Justice Ginsburg made her first appearance since her latest cancer scare. Did you happen to see that?
I did. She looked pretty good.
Yeah, she was a little spiffy. I was a little bit slow maybe with her speech, but then again, I don't know what I'd be like after all that.
Exactly. But she was accepting an honor, and she spoke and sounded pretty good, very lucid. So, more power to her.
Oh, keep your eyes on this Florida nursing home workers deal down there from the hurricane. Remember when those people left some of the people behind and they actually died? 12 people died down there?
Yeah, they drowned.
Yeah, exactly. And they surrendered themselves yesterday for charges. But anyway, we're going to let you go. We'll catch you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Can't wait to see what you write today.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Trot on over there, get all the different things that she writes, and you'll know about what she's doing before we know about it. How's that? Because I don't see it till she sends me the article. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Weather topping the headlines this hour. Tropical Storm Dorian could be a problem as it gains strength and heads in the direction of Puerto Rico. Then it could hit Florida later in the week. The system expected to dump lots of rain in Barbados and Dominica. And speaking of storms, this Thursday, August 29th, is the 14-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. President Trump back from the G7 summit in France. He's optimistic a trade trade deal will get done with China.
Only if it's a fair deal and a good deal for the United States. Otherwise, I will not make a deal. We have billions and billions coming in, and I think we're going to get there. I do. I believe it more strongly now than I would have believed it a while ago. We're going to get there. We're going to have a fair deal.
The president says he believes China is sincere and has no choice but to make a deal because its economy is in trouble. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News segment number 2 of the program, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston, and the other one here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. And if you aren't sure what you want to do with your life, listen to this message.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, guys and gals, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many of you have chosen to go to the technical schools at your high school, the Votech schools, the BOCES schools, whatever they happen to call them. And that's fine, because you've learned a profession or a career where you can get started. And in most cases, if you're going to go to a union shop, and you probably will, if you're going to be a plumber, an electrician, a carpenter, or a pipe fitter, or maybe a welder, you'll start out at 80% of what the prevailing starting salary is as an apprentice. You'll get 80% because that's the way things are right now. Now, that's fine and dandy. But how would you like to start out in a job and a career where you can pretty much write your own check? You'd start out at least $50,000 a year as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, here's how. You can check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have two locations, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And what you do is you ask to take the tour, whichever facility you want to do it at, whichever's closest to you. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number, again, 800-659-2080. But remember, ask to take the tour. You want to see what it is that they do. You'll be able to ask all the questions you want, get all the answers that you need to make an intelligent decision. And I'm telling you right now, if I had to do everything that I did all over again, I believe I would seriously consider going to National Aviation Academy, because I know that if you want to go overseas and you get a job with a military contractor or a foreign airline or a foreign country, you're going to make a six-figure salary right off the bat. And that's what I'd be going for, the big bucks. Now, check them out online, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Well, we've talked about Iran, we've talked about Iraq, we've talked about all sorts of things going on, but how about now if we talk about the Army? Now, night fire and chemical attack shooting and no more alibis are what you need to know about the new Army shooting standards. Shooters from Army cooks to snipers will see sweeping changes to their marksmanship training. Now, whether they're toting the newest handgun, carbine, rifle, sniper rifle, or machine gun, things are about to get a little bit more challenging for the shooters in the military. And the Army's new Chicago team will use big data to recruit Generation Z, Gen Z. The Army's new Chicago-based marketing team is prepping for a new push, harnessing big data analytics and the digital space to find potential soldiers amongst the Gen Z group. Also, a new repair tech slashes time and cost to keep Bradleys in the fight. Now, Army researchers have developed a new way to repair the pesky problem on a key part for the mounted patrols, wear and tear on the Bradley fighting vehicles, the turret gun mounts, and that's been a problem that's taken a lot of them out of service, and they've developed a quick way to get the problem taken care of, and away you go. Now, infantry squads in the Army will soon experience combat training simulations that feature an enemy capable of learning soldiers' tactics and habits, so the battle is never the same twice. And in a future war zone, an American tank column rolls up on a road into enemy territory, and then suddenly, robot decoys are there, not the real deal, and cannon-fired jamming pods are there to jam the computers that are in the tanks. Surprise, surprise. Welcome to the new world of digital warfare. And the Navy's top officer, Admiral Michael Gilday, who has taken the place of Admiral John Richardson, has vowed the Navy will start thinking differently. He has one of the people that is going to turn things around and bring the Navy back to snuff and bring them up to 355 ships. That's part of his goal. The Navy has taken a big step forward towards pushing all of its data and analytics functions onto the cloud as well, setting the stage for the transition from disconnected and dispersed networks and databases into a single cloud-based system. Now, that'll be interesting. By the way, from the Air Force Times, transporting U-2 chase cars over the Atlantic presented a unique challenge for the McGuire squadron. Now, the Air Force is sending two Dodge muscle cars across the Atlantic Ocean so they can chase the U-2 Dragon Lady aircraft. Wow. Wow, wow, and wow. Ramstein Air Force Base also employs now a virtual simulator to train airmen to use new vehicles. The Air Force is employing a virtual simulator to train airmen at the Ramstein Air Base in Germany to operate different kinds of vehicles, cutting down on time spent on the road. And the U.S. Air Force Academy says unsafe levels of toxic chemicals from firefighting foam were found in groundwater at four sites on a Colorado campus. That's not good. By the way, the Air Force will create a new organization under Air Combat Command, charged with information warfare operations aimed at countering Russian and, to a lesser extent, Chinese hacking and disinformation activities that fall below the threshold of conflict. And they are literally parachuting into the info war right now in the Air Force. Now, Marines in Tokyo, in Japan, this is coming out of Japan, Marines have requested to deploy their F-35Bs aboard Japan's largest warships so they can consider flying the F-35Bs off Japan's largest warships to see how all that plays out. And in some sad news, the two firefighters who vanished on a fishing trip off the east coast of Florida, the U.S. Coast Guard officially suspended its search for the two firefighters who went out on a fishing trip about 10 days ago, and all they found was the tackle box floating in the water. Found nothing else. So, very sad situation there. I know it's always tough to lose somebody in the line of service, line of duty, but this was just a nice day to go out and go fishing, and I guess they got caught out there in a storm, was my understanding, and the end result is the end result. So, thoughts and prayers go out to them and their families. They will be missed. By the way, two Montana men who were sentenced to prison for violating the terms of probation in separate crimes will not be eligible for parole until they complete a writing assignment given because they falsely claimed that they served in the military. They've now had their cases moved to a veterans court instead. We'll see what happens there. And the Department of Veterans Affairs is increasing its focus on health concerns linked to the burn pits and other airborne pollution in combat zones, establishing a center of excellence to better understand the extent of related illnesses and treatments for affected veterans. About time they did something like that. So did something really good right there. By the way, the U.S. Army has tapped Flyer Defense LLC and Oshkosh Defense LLC to develop the service's infantry squad vehicle, a highly transportable platform for moving grunts into the fight. We'll see how all that plays out. All right, coming back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Then after him, next hour, we will have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And coming up at 5:30 Eastern Time, Kathy Chamberlain with our segment number 4 on the Rules for Deplorables book. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy Donna Fiducia. Now, Donna Fiducia and I go back a ways. I met her back during 9/11, and she was the Fox News reporter who worked the desk all that morning and then found her way down to the World Trade Center before Rick Leventhal got there. And they were doing a lot of interviewing, and I happened to be in the area where she was at. And we became friends and communicated all the rest of the way. And I did not realize she was married to Don down in Georgia. And they got a horse ranch, and they're listening to me right now on AM 1330 WLVB, Carrollton, Georgia, just a tad bit up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to all the guys and girls down there at Fort Benning. All right, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, remember, you can go to relieffactor.com/captain, that website, sign up for the 1995 3-week Quick Start plan. And that Quick Start plan is what got me going. I've been on it for over 3 years now. Kicked a habit with the Mobic and the Flexerol I was on because it was creating some side effects that I didn't care for. And all you got to do is try it. And you'll know at the end of 3 weeks if it works. It works for me. And I've got arthritis, and that's no secret there. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, joining us right now, the watchdog of Wall Street, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
Okay. You're telling me you're up there basking in cool temperatures, and I'm telling you we're down here thinking about Dorian, and we'll figure all that out here
probably about Thursday when we see what it's going to do, or Friday. But
it is unseasonably cool. It's in the 50s right now.
That is unseasonably cool. It's warmer than the water.
Yeah, it's very, very cool out right now. It'll turn around in a couple of weeks. We'll get back to hot weather again from some Indian summer. But yeah, so we got some really odd cool temperatures.
Now, what do you think about 19 states, including New York, I might add, and the District of Columbia suing the Trump administration over the migrant detention rules that are currently in place?
Listen, Matt, they'll file a lawsuit over everything. I mean, that's the way it is. And they wake up in the morning, brushes his teeth the wrong way, they're going to file a lawsuit. So it doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just had to throw that out there because people in New York, you know, a lot of people I talk to in New York, and contrary to public opinion, if it wasn't for Southern New York, and in particular New York City, New York would be a conservative state.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there's other pockets as well. I got Albany as well. I grew up there. It's like a socialist capital, for crying out loud. Everybody works for the state up there. Mm-hmm. So that pocket also. So yeah, it is a big state. People fail to recognize that, but New York City definitely has a lot of sway, without a doubt. But even down here, I mean, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Like where I live here on the North Shore, it's very, very conservative.
I know it is because I lived there at one time when I was assigned to the fire department of New York as a New York State fire training instructor. Matter of fact, I lived in Syosset. I think I told you that. And my cousin. Yeah, my cousin was the school superintendent for the Huntington School District, sir, Dr. Kenneth Mellinger.
We're not in the Huntington, we're in Centerport School District, which is Harbor Fields, which is right next door, but Syosset's one of the best school districts as well in the entire state also.
Now, I got to ask you a question, because this story is on Newsmax, and I don't understand quite what the deal is. New Jersey has announced they're speeding up the Newark lead pipe replacement plan that they've got that's costing $120 million. Is this compliments of Cory Booker? Is this how this got started?
I'm not sure how it got started, to be honest with you. New Jersey is in and around Newark, needs a lot of work, without a doubt. I'm not sure. I would doubt that you started under Cory Booker, because big government projects usually take a little bit longer to get up and going than that. I'm sure he probably had something to do with it. I don't know the details, but, whether it be asbestos removal, lead paint, lead pipes, or various different things, these are things that are ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Now, stocks came roaring back yesterday, right?
Not a bad day to the upside.
Today they're down again, but not by a lot, but they're down. Everything's in the red right now.
For whatever reason, like I said, it's very, very difficult to tell. Looked like things went fairly well at the G7 so far.
Correct.
We'll see what's going to happen in regards to trade issues moving forward. But I've said this: I'm not really that concerned about trade with China. I think it's being something that's been blown way out of proportion in regards to how its overall effect is going to be on us, and this idea that it's going to lead to a recession, to me, is nonsensical.
Now, I think you need a good laugh right about now, right?
Oh, I always like a good laugh.
Well, it's not funny that Dorian, the tropical storm, is coming towards Puerto Rico and maybe a hurricane Category 1 by the time it gets towards Puerto Rico. And of course,
that's not so bad. I mean, it's Category 1. It's a storm. It's a thunderstorm.
No, what happens is when it gets past Puerto Rico, if it's out in the open water and then there's nothing to stop it coming to Florida, that's what happens next. We'll have to see.
Well, but usually the mountains there in Puerto Rico, and sometimes when it hits land like that, it tends to break the things up.
Yeah, but this may not go to the mountains. That's the problem. Now, here's the funny part. That expert prognosticator, Ilhan Omar, congresswoman from Minnesota, has turned around and smashed Trump and said, you better get the people ready for Puerto Rico because they're going to have a storm. You better get them ready. Oh, wow.
That's the president's job to get the people
no
Puerto Rico
kidding.
Ready. It's the local authority's job to do that. This is why we have a republic. It's a big country. She's an idiot. I mean, come on, honestly. It's a president's job. He's got to rally the people of Puerto Rico to get the hell out of the way and prepare properly.
By the way,
break.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We have storms hit this country all the time, and
sure.
You know what? Guess what? We managed to handle it.
That was my pathetic imitation of her, but that's okay. Okay, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders have now surged into a virtual tie with Joe Biden in the Monmouth poll.
Yeah, I don't think Joe's going to last that much longer. I really don't. He's just too many gaffes, one after another, after another, after another. It's going to be a battle of the left-wing loons when all is said and done. The way that the Democrats are now boxing certain candidates out of the next debate, even the big money guy there, Tom Steyer, he's not going to make it. Tulsi Gabbard, they're boxing her out
right.
as well. So, you know, they want to get this thing done and over with as soon as they can.
Now, Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, has come out and said that the United States should buy Greenland to fend off China. What do you think about that?
Fend off China. I mean, I don't think China is going to, China looking to purchase Greenland as well. There's been some various different strategic discussions. I think it's more of a strategic win against Russia than it would be China, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, we have a base there already. I don't think we'd have any problem actually using it. We actually used it during World War II as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the Johnson & Johnson judge, the decision that was made with that $500-plus million in damages, which are going to be challenged right away in Oklahoma for Johnson & Johnson? What do you think about that case?
Well, I mean, people still realize that the actual lawsuit was for a hell of a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
It was risen from close to $17 billion. So it's a lot less than what they were originally suing for. I didn't look into the nuances of the entire thing. I think that there's a lot of blame to go around when it comes to opiates. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of them. They scare the hell out of me. But, mm-hmm. Certain people, for certain surgeries and things that they've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, when he was going after, he's going through his chemotherapy and everything, he had to take them a little bit. I think obviously you got to have something to do with working to get people off these things when they use them, which is difficult because they do make you feel terrible and they are highly, highly addictive. And I think trying to keep kids away from them is something that you're going to most certainly want to do. But we all know that the massive problem that it's caused here. And what it's turned into here in this country, and it makes cocaine and other drugs look minuscule in regards to what it leads to. It really has been an epidemic.
Well, I was taking Mobic and Flexeril for the injuries that I've got, and the doctor said, "Well, you're going to have to take these the rest of your life." And it started to give me a side effect. It started to get a little dizzy once in a while and felt a little lightheaded. I said, "Man, I don't need that." But anyway, I'm going to let you go because here comes the music. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, when we come back after this break, we will have the Edwards Notebook guy, Ron Edwards. And bottom of the hour coming up, my segment series continues with Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables author. She'll be in studio. Looking forward to seeing her again, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.